Baron de Graffenried's Dream by Linda Brooks Davis. "Es ist ein Zeichen, I tell you." Christoph de Graffenried pounded the tabletop, toppling a pewter stein. A circle of brew spread outward like dark, molten glass. "A sign, mein Mann?" his wife Regina said as she sought the spill. What had come over her ordinarily genial husband? "My dream, naturalich, of course." Christoph bounded upwards, sending his chair careening backward with a sweat. "Nieder Schlusslassen," she said with her hands over her ears. "You must settle down. Remember your heart." He batted aside her warning. "I'm as strong as an ox, and so is my heart. I saw Palatines in my dream. They need a place of their own, and I'm the one to provide it." Had her husband lost his mind? Certainly, Christoph, like herself, had been born to nobility, but Castle Vorb was but a moderately fine castle in the tiny Swiss village of Vorb in Canton Bern, among the simplest in Switzerland, surely not sufficient to house hundreds of Palatine refugees. "Theirs is a sad lot, to be sure, mine husband," she said, rising from her place at the table and moving toward him with her hands raised in a calming gesture. "But what can we do here with so few resources?" Standing at the mullioned window, he folded an arm at his middle and rested his elbow atop it, a fist grazing his chin as he mulled. "Not here, of course, Regina, in the Americas." She started. Christoph knew no contentment in running a baron's estate, to be sure. He was enthralled with exploration and adventure like that of Franz Ludwig Michael, who told of riches in the New World awaiting men willing to bear hardships and deprivation for a little while. Even still, the Americas, Christoph? Why, the Calendars are around the world from us. What can we do for the Palatines from such a great distance? "In my dream, Franz Ludwig is standing before Queen Anne, pointing across the sea toward America with a Palatine leaflet in his hand. But she has turned her head away, as if to ignore him." What did Herr Michael's venture have to do with Christoph? She waited for her husband to continue. "I did not accept Franz Ludwig's suggestion to invest in the George Ritter Company to mine silver deposits, nor to relocate indigent Anabaptists, but my dream..." He threw open the window and set his hands on the casing, leaning forward with his eyes traversing the courtyard below and the forest beyond. "My dream has altered my vision. I see land stretching from horizon to horizon, not in Pennsylvania and Virginia, but the Carolinas, and Palatines populating it." "The Carolinas?" Aghast, Regina brought her fingertips to her lips. "Why, that savage country." He humphed. "I've faced more than one savage in my time." Oh, certainly, Christoph knew not an inkling of fear, nor a moment of doubt, but would he make the journey across the great ocean to the Americas? Surely not. He was approaching 50 years of age. "If I could be so bold, my dear, as to suggest..." He turned his fiery eyes to hers. "Suggest what?" "Is it not true that the uncivilized forest men you encountered in the hinterland do not compare with those in the Carolinas? Besides, how will you acquire this land?"
"I'll speak with the Queen, of course."
"If Her Majesty ignored Herr Michael, why would she have interest in your vision?"
"My power of persuasion, of course. Her Majesty will not ignore me." He whipped around and stole toward the door. "I must leave, straight away." He flung aside the door with a whack and called, "Bartholomew, my man, come in. We must pack." Regina could only stare after the man she had married, this baron, burdened with wanderlust. Where would the latest of his dreams take him, and what would become of her family?